Oh, can we take a break, Ryan? I got blisters on top of blisters.
Sure. Maybe we find a little shelter ahead. You don't seem like you're much used to covering ground.
Ryan realized at that moment that Emma had handled their earlier conversation with some skill. He had told her a lot about themselves. In exchange, the woman had told them virtually nothing about herself. She smiled gratefully, kneeling for a moment to remove a sharp piece of crumbled dirt out of her shoe.
You always go this fast?
Jack sat down beside her.
Moving targets easy amidst.
I don't know, Jack.
Know what? I didn't ask nothing.
Not out loud. I just gave you an answer to the question you were thinking about me.
Oh.
Just for a moment, Ryan actually thought that Jack's bone-white face flushed around the cheeks. But right then, an odd shaft of errant sunlight broke through the looming clouds over them. So it could have been that bringing a touch of rosy color to Jack's narrow face. It could have been that. They took a half-hour break. Emma fell asleep almost immediately, though it wasn't a quiet rest. Her body twitched and moved.
Nothing can stop it. I'm frightened. My body's collapsing inside.
Dean crawled close and lowered his head.
Don't get what she's saying.
Come away, Dean. Private.
Nothing's private when you take a stranger along with you.
I suppose the traitor said that.
No, I did.
Dean moved away, his face puzzled.
Double odd, Dad.
You hear anything?
Not much. Too quiet and quick. And some of it was like nonsense.
You understand any of it?
About dying.
Her dying?
Not sure, Dad. Said that her body was collapsing inside like crumpled paper. She could hear the noise it was making coming out of her mouth every time she opened it. Nothing would stop it. Said it frightened her.
I'm not surprised. Would have frightened me, too.
What kind of building you think this was, Dad?
Ryan hadn't given the question any thought. It was just a ruined building, like millions of others left abandoned and destroyed all over Deathlands. It was stripped as bare as charity, with not even a nail left in a wall. No doors, no glass. Walls split either by the nuking or by the quakes. Part of the flat roof was gone, exposing rotten beams and a few slates.
Probably a store. Or a garage. I guess those are old oil stains on the floor over there. The entrance is wide enough for that.
Ryan looked at the front wall. But most of it had been reduced to rubble, making it impossible to speculate any further on what the place might have been.
It's been a lot of things.
Yeah, Emma?
It was a store for food at the end. Had been a garage.
Emma stared up at the exposed beams.
Man hanged himself from there. Little man, family died in the first strike. He had rad cancer.
Jesus, that's one very scary talent, girl.
I do believe that Jupiter Pluvius has finally relented on us poor mortals.
Doc peered out of the building into the early evening gloom.
Why can't you just say it stopped raining, Doc?
Doc bowed to Mildred, unable to hide his pleasure at having got a reaction from her.
I had forgotten that most women have small Latin and less Greek, ma'am.
You are so asking.
Let's move it, people. Be dark in a couple of hours.
Everyone got to their feet, adjusting their baggage and their weapons. Christy was first to the entrance when she suddenly stopped as though she'd been poleaxed. Emma was walking close at her heels, and she too stopped in her tracks. Christy spun, and the two women stared at each other, inches apart.
Yes, Christy, I feel them too.
What? Danger?
Stickies, I think. Very close. Coming this way.
Emma closed her eyes a moment.
They were hidden, maybe in a building like us. There's about a dozen of them, and they have three norms with them.
Jack was immediately at Emma's side.
They prisoners?
Maybe.
You carry a blaster, Emma?
No, Ryan.
Best borrow one.
JB unslung the Uzi and offered it to Dean.
You have this, and give your Browning high power to Emma.
Thanks, but no thanks.
You have to carry a weapon in Deathlands.
I've never found it necessary.
How long have you been out and about, Emma?
How do you mean, Ryan?
I don't believe someone your age, looking as good as you do, can possibly have been walking loose in Deathlands for all that long, not staying untouched. Tell me I'm wrong.
Emma blushed and lowered her golden eyes.
In your way, you can see as good as me, Ryan. Tell you later. But now there's no time. Muties are getting closer.
Take my gun, Emma. Easy to use. Point it and squeeze the trigger.
But brace your wrist with your other hand. It's a powerful blaster, and it'll kick some. Don't want you with a broken wrist or damaged tendons from being careless.
All right. Under protest.
Emma took the offered 9mm gun and tucked it into her leather belt.
Better to have a gun.
And not need it.
Than need a gun.
And not have it.
Hmm.
Emma's attention had wandered as she looked out into the dusk.
They've stopped.
Close?
Ryan glanced at Christy, who shrugged.
I think so. That way.
Emma pointed with a long forefinger.
Camping for the night.
Probably. If we're lucky, we should be able to circle clear past and backtrack them. Find somewhere in the next hour to camp ourselves.
But they've got prisoners. Surely there are some things that a person can't just walk around.
12 or so stickies against 7 or 8 of us. In poor light, not great odds.
And we don't know who the prisoners are. The first rule of all for survival in Deathlands is to look out for yourself and your close friends. Rest of the world has to look out for itself.
What cold hearts you are.
Realists, Emma.
All right. What's the big water to our left? Lake Potomac?
Jack was at Ryan's side. He tied his hair back, minimizing the startling flare of white.
Must be.
There was a warehouse or something like that in this direction. I saw it before the storm started and we took cover. Guess they're in there.
Jack had the best night vision of anyone, though his pigmentation problem meant that he saw much less well in bright sunlight. Now he stopped, steadying himself on the uneven, muddy ground, and peered into the dark.
Think I can make out the glow of a fire.
Sounds like stickies. Torture and a fire. Nothing makes the muty sickos happier.
Lay off muties, bub.
Oh, yeah, sure. Sorry.
One's chilled. Can't tell how.
Emma's neat, round face was as white as parchment.
That is probably a merciful blessing for you.
Everything was blurred by his pain. So many times I wish this curse could be lifted from me.
After some consideration, they all split up. Half went around the wrecked warehouse, the rest coming in from the opposite direction. Ryan took Christy and Dean, along with Jack.
Emma, you go with JB, Mildred, and Doc.
Mind if I change with Doc? More equal divide.
I don't see why, Jack.
Doesn't make much difference, lover.
Then what? Oh. Yeah. Sure, Jack. That's fine. You can go with Emma. With Emma, JB, and Mildred.
Go in together.
Yeah. Looks like an entrance around the far side. You go for that. Give you 3 minutes. At that point, we'll pour it in through the broken window on this side. All right?
Sure. 3 minutes from now.
The fire was bright. Ryan counted 14 stickies, mostly sitting around the blaze, two of them holding a struggling, naked male Norm between them. The stickies were all male, which meant a hunting or a killing party. A corpse lay in the shadows close by the black hole of the front entrance. It wasn't possible in the gloom to see what precisely had caused its death, but the screams had told their own story. Ryan held up 2 fingers to the others, but Christy shook her head, showing 3 fingers, then cutting 1 in half with her other hand. That meant she saw 2 living and 1 dead. Where was the other living prisoner? Then Ryan spotted him near the fire. He was a tall man with a full beard, his wrists tied behind him. The flickering firelight showed the livid marks on his skin, left by the hundreds of tiny, voracious suckers that lined the hands and fingers of stickies, the bizarre mutation that had given them their feared name. Ryan glanced at his chron. There was still 35 seconds to go before their synchronized attack. Suddenly, the prisoner was thrown to the ground.
No!
A burning branch was thrust into his mouth. A piece of stick had been forced between his jaws to hold them apart. A burst of yellow-white fire erupted from his parted lips. The man's whole body writhed as though possessed of demons.
Holy fuck!
Dean clutched the Uzi tighter.
Oh, the horror! The horror!
Black powder poured down his throat. Time to go and make Deathlands a little bit cleaner.
Time for that, Ryan.
The hand on the cron ticked down to the 3-minute mark. Now!